You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
California's Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff is really making a name for himself. He's leading his party's attempt to impeach President Donald Trump. But the more he talks, the more it looks like he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's why the folks at Bumco have come up with this great new product. It's a little hat you could wear that looks like a big pile of poo. Get yourself one today, and you too can be a Schiff head. If someone cuts you off in traffic and you see they're wearing the hat, they can't help it. They're a Schiff head. You're in the fast lane on the interstate and you get behind somebody doing 50? Check out the driver's hat. He's a Schiff head. And if you act right now during this great radio offer, we'll include some free stickers for your car. Put one on your bumper and everybody will know why you're taking up two parking places at Walmart. You're a Schiff head. Everybody in Washington is wearing them. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, even Elizabeth Warren, who recently upgraded to the American Indian version with lovely tassels and little feathers sticking out of the poop. There she is now. Elizabeth, hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? But wait, there's more. For a slightly higher fee, we can clean out your skull and install the hat on the inside of your head. Then you'll be Schiffer Brains. Just send $47,000 to the address on your radio. In about 9 years, your poo hat will show up. And you can be a Schiff head, too. Act now before this offer expires. Oh, sorry, it's expired already. Schiff head. Illegal in Canada, Mexico, the Virgin Islands. Legal in Washington, D.C., but not required as everyone there is understood to be a Schiff head anyway. From Bumco.
Wait to see if there's going to be...
It's not pre-recorded. It's live. And we're back with more Health and Wealth with David Earnest.
Money.
Talking about money. Yeah. Your money. My money. Speaking of money, here's the money man with the money plan. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome David Earnest.
Thank you, Rusty. Thank you. You know, we are some old codgers sitting up here.
Yeah, we got some young codgers in here with us.
We'll
be talking to him in a little bit here.
Yeah,
we've actually gotten to the point where we can have an intern. And we'll be talking about Luke here in just a little while.
That's fantastic.
Luke.
Maybe Luke would understand this problem that we have, these memory problems that we're having as baby boomers.
Yeah.
So I want to do a little memory test down memory lane.
Yeah, I think we did this, but I think I already know the answers.
Well, just
people at home.
What I'm going to do is I am going to call out however many I got here.
Uh-huh.
I want people to call in and give us the answers, and you will get a Focarelli's pizza.
Mm.
Now, one person will win a Focarelli's pizza and a Texas Roadhouse coupon.
That's right.
Yes.
You could take that over to the Texas Roadhouse and throw some peanuts on the floor.
Yeah.
And
and have something
and remember
to
when.
Yes.
Remember when you remember where you
think
threw
back.
Your peanut holes.
Harken back.
Okay. Here we go. The Baby Boomer memory test. Now, I'm not going to give the answers. I'm just going to give the, I want each person to call and try to at least, we'll start it off here.
Okay.
What builds strong bodies 12 ways? Flintstone vitamins, the Buttmasters, spaghetti, orange juice, milk, cod liver oil, or some type of bread.
And then, builds strong bodies 12 ways.
Yes,
12
some, someone needs to call in for that one.
If anybody knows, give us a call, 272-9228. Get that Folcarelli's Pizza. I think that builds strong bodies 14 ways.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
But sounds right.
Yeah, I think that's the selling point for that.
272-9228. Mm-hmm. Call us and tell us what the answer to that. What builds strong bodies 12 ways? Baby boomers, you should know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one you can call and tell us. Before he was Muhammad Ali, he was?
Laverne Henderson.
Yes.
No. Not right?
No. Here's one other.
Float like a butterfly.
Pogo.
Uh-huh.
The comic strip character said, "We have met the enemy and..." You need to fill in the blank for a pizza.
There you go.
All right. And here's one that's just a continuation.
It's easy for you to say.
Yes. Good night, Chet. What did Chet say? That's as many as we'll do for right now. Okay, the phones are lighting up.
Yeah. Now, I've actually described how to do this to Luke.
Yes.
But I'm going to show you just real quick. All right, you pick it up. You say, "Health and wealth, who's this?" Okay, and then Cooter's on the phone. We're going to push, hang on, Cooter. We're going to push this button again, and then I can pick it up.
All right, can you hold the other people on, or is this going to
work? And it's going to work out. We got an intern,
right,
man. It's cool.
Yeah, we got him.
And Cooter's on the phone. We're going to go to Cooter. Cooter, you there?
Hear me.
There you are. Got you.
Yes, sir.
All
if
right.
If I answer all three, do I get the Roadhouse?
No, we're going to put that in for a drawing. For the end of the show.
Cassius Clay.
That's before he was Muhammad Ali. Okay. Do you know what builds strong bodies 12 ways?
Milk.
No, that's not the answer.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Brand X bread.
What's that?
Brand X bread.
You're close.
Brand X?
You're close.
I wonder.
Someone else has got to call in and give us, but you're very close.
I wonder if that's the...
Later, guys.
Thank you. Hey, you'll get a pizza.
Yeah, oh, great, man.
Hang on.
I'm hanging.
Let's see. Now, how do I put him back on hold? Golly. Let's see what that does. I think I did. Okay. And we've got somebody else here, and they hung up. Okay. Well, I mean,
all right. Here, well, okay, we're going to give some more. They may have hung up because the good night, Chet.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't get an answer to that.
Okay.
All right, I'll give you some more. You'll wonder where the yellow went. And I'm not going to finish that one.
When you paint those lines in the road white.
Yes.
Here's somebody on the phone. I'm just going to grab these coals. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, let's see here.
You'll wonder where the yellow went.
Go ahead and put them on hold for me, sir. He's all over it now. You're doing fine.
Like that.
Actually, pick it up and say hello.
Hello.
He said hello. Hey, don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. What you got to do is you got to pick it up.
All right. We got a new intern here. We're trying to teach everyone how to answer phones. Here we go.
Okay, this is Ritz. Hang on for me, Ritz.
All right.
Got it?
All right, who is this?
This is Ritz on three here, so we're going to go to Ritz on three.
Hey, Ritz on three, how you doing?
What you got?
Hey, I just want to give a shot for those questions there, if I could.
Okay. All right, which one do you want to answer? You'll wonder where the yellow went.
When you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
You got
That's exactly right.
All right, what about good night, Chet?
And good night, David, and good night from NBC News.
There you got it, my friend.
The Huntley-Brinkley Report.
Yes, you definitely get a Folcarelli's Pizza, and also you get in the drawing for the Roadhouse Grill coupon.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that, you know, your name's taken.
Luke is working on it. I'm going to put you back on hold, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Let's see. Now, we got... You got the rest of them on hold there?
Brian C. on four. Ford.
All right.
Who?
Brian C. on Ford.
Hello? Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
He's there. Hello. This is working out so well. So, now, which one of these did you think you knew? No.
Wonder Bread.
That's correct.
That's right. Wonder
All right,
Bread.
I'm going to give you another one while you're on the phone here, or on the radio.
All right, I'll try.
Pogo, the comic strip character, said, "You have met the enemy and..."
Oh, God, that may be before my time.
Yeah. That's okay. I'll give you another one. Someone can call in on that. Okay, here's another one. Let's see if I can give you another one. When he was Skipper's little buddy, Bob Denver was Dobie's friend, and I'll give you a multiple choice so you can choose, okay?
Gilligan?
That was when he was a Skipper's little buddy.
Yeah, that's when he was Skipper. Before he was Skipper's little buddy, Bob Denver was Dobie's friend. And I'm going to give you some answers, and you choose which one.
Gillis?
It was the many loves of Dobie Gillis,
yeah,
but
that was true.
He played Dobie's friend.
Well, I tell you what, since you're that close, we're going to give you credit. But it was Maynard G. Krebs.
Yeah, he was a beatnik. He wasn't a hippie. He was a beatnik.
That's before hippies.
He had the little thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
That was a little before my time.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
You're just a
waste, man.
Okay,
so we're going to get your name and...
I'm a younger.
All right, well, I'm going to put you back on hold.
You're going to put you back on hold.
All right. Okay. So the rest of these are on hold. This is going to be fine. Luke is looking at me like, ah!
Is there anyone has not been answered?
But we're going to get these right here. We're going to work our way back, and I got something for you we'll do when we take a break. So it's going to be fine. Okay. Wait a minute. There we go now. Who's this?
This is Mick.
Mick. How you doing, Mick?
I'm good. How about you?
I can't complain. You want to take a stab at one of these?
Yeah.
What you got?
Well, I'm not sure. My radio kind of conked out.
You want to ask him?
I'll ask you one. All right. Here's one that the children said if you're a baby boomer, you'll remember it. And you may remember it if you're younger. Liar, liar. What's the rest?
Pants on fire.
You got it.
And wouldn't that be cool if somebody told you a lie and their pants caught on fire?
Well, it would teach them a lesson.
We could call Nancy Pelosi old smoking booty. Then
be a lot of naked politicians.
There That's you right. go. Hang on for me.
So hang on. We're going to get your name. We'll put you in for you. You're getting the Folk Rally's pizza anyway, and we're going to get a drawing for the Roadhouse Grill.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
All right. Let's see now. This one's on hold here.
All right.
All right, who's this? Obviously, it's Casper. Okay, who's this?
Hey, this is Rince. I already won.
Oh, did
you? I'll answer some more questions.
All right.
Oh, well, hang on. He's going to get your information. It's our intern's first night, and he is busier than a... One arm witch wearing a brass bra and room full of rocket chairs.
Anyway,
hang on for me. All right, let's see. All right, who's this? And who's this?
It's Cooter again.
Cooter again.
I'm still holding.
Okay, we got him on hold. Okay, all right. I'm going to do some more questions. Okay, here's one. Meanwhile, back at Metropolis, Superman fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and what's the rest of it? Call from Focarelli's Pizza.
Okay, let's see. Okay, this one right here, I believe, is what's on hold? Okay, let's just try this one.
This is a Superman question.
All right, is this Ritz again?
No, it's Mick, but hey, I don't mind winning again.
Well, let's just do this one for fun. Didn't you win already?
Yeah.
If you want to do one for fun, go ahead.
So, Superman. Meanwhile, back in Metropolis, Superman fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and
pizza pie.
And
pizza pie.
Longhorn. Roadhouse?
No,
American
close.
Way?
He said the American way.
That is
correct.
You got it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Try again later if you want to answer.
All right, we'll do some more of these a little later.
Okay.
where our switchboard has lit up.
Wow.
Evidently, people love it.
Tell you what, why don't we take just a quick break here?
Okay.
And we'll kind of regroup.
We'll regroup.
This
really works good.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this more often.
It's fun.
All right, let's see here. All right, now, I want to tell you something. This is something I did just for you.
For me?
Yeah, you're going to love this.
All right.
You know, not many people know this, but one of my favorite cartoons is Popeye. Ooh, I love Popeye.
I do, too.
So, well, here, you're going to love this, then. This is something I saw on the Cartoon Network this weekend. This is like some of those Popeye cartoons like you've never seen, you know. But
rated X part.
Well, they're out there, but you've never seen them before. So what it is, this is the Popeye cartoon I saw this weekend.
Okay.
And I thought I'd bring it here.
He's Ernest the Financial Man. He's got your financial plan. He's your requirement to save your retirement. He's Ernest the Financial Man.
As we open, we see Ernest the Financial Man meeting his arch enemy, Bluto.
Hey, Ernest, why don't you give me that portfolio you got there?
Why don't you just come and take it, you big palooka?
Why, I oughta. Oh, I shouldn't have never messed with Ernest over a portfolio.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday to look after my portfolio today.
He's Ernest the Financial Man. He just kicked Bluto's can. It's a big no-no to mess with a portfolio. And Ernest the Financial Man.
So, is that...
I love it.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, strong to the finish.
Sometimes
and all that kind of stuff.
I do have to eat a little spinach.
Well, it makes you a little bit stronger. Okay, we've got some on hold. I think these are all on hold.
Yeah.
We're doing fine. Everything's good. Yeah. Everybody.
But this is an unusual situation.
I know. We don't usually get this many calls.
I know. It must be what we're doing.
I think we need
maybe it's the spinach we ate before we came
in. Because we're going to be strong to the finish. Okay. I think this is somebody who has called before, but they're calling back now. Who's this?
This Cooter.
Cooter's still on hold. If you'll go on line one, I'm going to put Cooter back on hold and get his information, and then we can let him. I'm sure he's got some something he's got to do.
Is anybody else on hold?
All right. Well, wait a minute. We got somebody new here.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Somebody new.
And who's this?
Hi. This is Pam.
Hey, Pam. How are you?
Hey.
Is this the Pam that I know?
No.
That was a different Pam. Okay. Well, what's going on with you?
Hey, not much. I have an answer to the Pogo question, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and can you read the first part again?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
You remember which one it was?
It's
just throw her one out there and let's see what she
360.
No, she needs the Pogo one, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pogo, the comic strip character, said, "We have met the enemy, and...
he is us."
There you go.
That's right.
Yep.
You know, Pogo was supposed to be like the president.
Hey there.
Seriously, he was supposed to be the president of the United States, and it was like a whole big political thing.
Yeah, he's a cartoon.
Yeah. Of course, we've had cartoons up there.
Well,
we got a bunch of them running around up there.
A bunch of them in the Congress right now.
Pam, hang on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Yeah, you get a folk radio.
Pam is over there on two, if you'll get her. And we're going to line three now. And who's on line three? No, who's on first? I don't know. He's on first. I don't care what.
I'm still holding.
Oh, okay.
You're still holding the.
All right. And if you will, hang on, don't go away. If you will get line three. Get their information, and I think we about got it covered. That's it. We got some more, yeah.
Yeah, we got some more.
I think what we'll do now, this is probably going to work out. I think it's going to work because these are people are loving this.
What we do, though, is
we get them on the phone and then ask the question.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
We'll start doing it that way.
Okay, but I'm telling you what, man, you need to start doing your research like you've done today and get your trivia questions ready, man.
For real.
You like that Popeye thing?
I love it. I absolutely love it. Okay, here's another remember when.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when TV stations signed off at midnight? And what was the name of the song they played?
Well, now, you're looking for a specific one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because,
one that most...
It's not the national anthem.
No, it's not.
Now, we'll give you that, because,
It's not the national anthem.
I think people would think, it's the national anthem, but it's not.
No.
As a matter of fact...
Thank you.
I've got a hint, but we'll give that...
Well, you want to go ahead and give them a hint?
Well, it's a poem, and it's like a dramatic reading of this poem. It's real, real... there's something else. There's another hint we'll give it if we don't get any answers.
That's right. So okay. What we're talking about tonight is baby boomer memory test.
Mm-hmm.
Memory lane. We're walking down memory lane.
Mm-hmm.
And, baby boomers are coming into the retirement right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the early ones are already in it. And the middle ones,
mm-hmm.
that's me, are starting to come into retirement time. I'll be 65 in January. Okay, so my retirement year is age 66 in 2 months, according to the Social Security Administration. So one of the things they tell us to do to keep our minds sharp and our working order cognitively is to have little quizzes and tests and all these things that you do, playing the games on the books and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, I hate those things.
Yeah?
I can't do it. It is, what do you call that?
Sudoku.
I just can't do it. But my hat's off to the folks who can do it because you're helping your mm-hmm. brain. Now, there's a lot of things that they say helps our brain, and one of them is to get on the Internet.
Yes.
So if you're getting on the Internet, not so late at night now. If you're getting on there late at night, it's not helping you sleep good.
No.
Okay? Because there's this thing called blue light. And blue lights, when they get on you, whether you're in a car driving too fast or you're on the Internet late at night, neither one of them are good for you.
They say that it keeps you from sleeping.
Keeps you from sleeping, and driving too fast takes your retirement money away from you.
That's not good at all.
No.
They will come get it.
So why do memories matter? We're the reminiscing generation right now. We're reminiscing. We're talking about, do you remember when?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about if only the Generation Xers, if only the millennials knew when we had to go to school, we walked up hill two ways. There and back in the snow over our heads.
Yes.
They listened to you and they said, nah, man, it wasn't that bad.
In short pants.
It really wasn't that bad. No, not for everyone, but for some people. There were not the backups that we have today. We did not have, the type of safety nets that we have today. But these safety nets are what are creating the problem. Why? Because they cost money.
Mm-hmm.
They cost a lot of money. Safety nets are not free. When you go into the socialistic side of government,
mm-hmm.
it means that the taxes are going to go up.
Right.
And this is what's happening right now with our Congress trying to buy votes over in the House right now. And then, of course, the left-wingers trying to run for Congress, president, they're offering money for votes.
Basically,
it's basically it, And so the people who did not pay in as much money will get paid out more. And here's an interesting thing about Social Security and Medicare that people don't understand. If you paid in less, you get more proportionally than if you paid in more. That's an interesting thing. So in itself, it is a sort of like a socialistic type thing. But it's a good safety net. I'm not against it. I mm-hmm. think that it's a great thing to take care of the elderly.
Uh-huh.
But we're having a backlash right now. If you think about it, the young people do not want their money to go to the elderly. They're already, that's why there's this thing called the AOC
uh-huh.
and all the rest of them. They want to spend money on the green idea, but they do not want to spend money on taking care of the elderly. So we got another caller?
We have Miss K on line one. And are you there, Miss K? There you are. Yeah, I knew I'd find you there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. What can we do for you?
Well, first off, since I called, Ernest, I left you a message on your business phone.
Yes, ma'am. I am going to call you back and
All right.
uh, get that answered for
you. There ain't no hurry. I just wanted to, you know, see, make sure you got it.
I think I already know the answer, but I'm going to check it, double check it. But I'm pretty sure I already know the answer. But I don't want to put it out on the radio until we double check it. But I've already checked.
Well, I happened to think of one I wanted to ask y'all if y'all remember.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's, pardon me, sir.
Pardon me, sir.
Yep.
That's pardon me, boy, I think.
Oh, pardon me.
Pardon me, sir. Anything else you can give us with that?
Can you give us some more hints?
The only thing is, it's a commercial whenever two people are in a car and they roll down the window.
Oh, like, do you have anything to do with mustard?
Yes, it does.
Oh, Grey Poupon.
Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Yes. Yeah, pardon me, sir.
The thing is, they said, pardon me, sir. Do you have any Grey Poupon? Yeah. Uh-huh. That's not a Southern English. Yes, I do understand that one.
All righty. That's all I wanted. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And I've got the answer for you already, but I'm double-checking it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Got any Grey Poupon?
Yeah.
I had some poop on
my
shoe.
I do like it. Not that.
I hadn't had any of that in a while. I have to pick up some. You know, sometimes you can just take like your I don't want to say your wiener, but your hot dog. I'm sorry, I'm just not even gonna finish.
You know, I plan on going to Germany here next year, no kidding.
Yeah
I want to try some of these different kind of foods out, you know. But you know all of those sausages and things are not really good for you, but they taste really good.
Lord, no, they're terrible for you, but they're so good.
But then again, a German beer, it tastes good too, you know.
I understand they serve that hot. They don't cool it. They don't give
what
it,
the German beer?
Beer. Yeah, they don't
that would not be good.
That's the way they have it. Matter of fact, I understand if you go over there and ask for a soft drink.
Yeah.
No ice, no refrigeration, no nothing. They just bring it to you.
Mercy.
Mm-hmm. I think that's part of the reason.
No, I didn't want to retire over there. I looked up some of their cost of living and stuff. You know, they don't do too bad, but I wouldn't want to have to live that.
Yeah, that no ice thing, I think that's part of the reason we fought World War II. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking that was some of the aggression right there. Was
they have no ice? We must invade.
That's the Germans.
It could have been. Could have been.
272-9228. We'll play some more of the trivia, and if you've got a question for David about your finances, you can call him at 272-9228. Talk to him now, or like Miss Kay did, call and make an appointment, and he'll talk with you in person. Doesn't cost a thin dime.
Nope.
You ever seen a fat dime? I've never seen one of those.
No, but maybe they have them in Germany.
That's just a fat dime. But give us a call. We're just sitting around here. We got Luke. Luke, you feel like talking? Maybe. Yeah. Wait. Hang on. Put your headphones on.
He's
learning now. He is
a child of the greatest generation on earth.
Yeah. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ooh, listen to them pipes up, boys.
So, Luke, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16.
Wow. He's definitely a
child of the greatest generation on earth.
He looks like a young Terhan Bey, doesn't he?
Does he?
That's good. That's a good thing.
Make sure the doors are locked, because we don't want any, you know, screaming and yelling, you know, and people trying to beat the doors down.
Well, you know,
young girls.
That's like when I was about his age. There was one girl. She beat on my door all night long.
Really?
Yeah, I finally had to open up and let her out. And that was the whole thing. You're from here, Montgomery. And homeschool.
Yes.
So you like wake up in the morning and you're like at school.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be terrible.
You don't miss the bus that way.
I bet you talk back to the teacher. You really get an earful, don't you? Oh, man, that ain't good. And his dad is here. And this is Chris, right?
Yes, sir.
So I forget where I am sometimes. And we appreciate you getting in touch with us.
I appreciate
and,
it.
And hooking us up with him. We'll use him good. Yeah, we'll take real good care of him. And if he wants to learn some stuff, we'll be glad to teach him.
I think he's in good company.
It's like in that TV show, Kung Fu, you know, when he can snatch the pebble from my hand.
Grasshopper.
It'll be time for him to. That'd be a good radio name for me. Grasshopper. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you already got a radio name.
Oh, wow.
You've been in the business 15 minutes and got a radio now.
Hey, that's you're doing good.
That's pretty good.
We got
a phone call, too, so you go to work. Right.
Yeah, we have a phone call.
Thanks, Chris.
So we're reminiscing about baby boomers. You know, how many people out there remember JFK?
Mm-hmm.
And here is a trivial question. What women did JFK supposedly have an affair with? If you can name those women.
I know it was those ladies on, it was the four ladies. No, that's the Golden Girls. Never mind, that's wrong.
For Folcarelli's Pizza and entering into the contest to win a Texas Roadhouse coupon.
And
who were the ladies?
And a date with John F. Kennedy. Of course, we have to go into the time machine to do that.
Give us at least two ladies that he supposedly had an affair with. At least two ladies, and you get a pizza.
Okay.
So that's a trivia question right there.
I know one.
You do?
I know. Well, I don't know her, but I know who it was.
I know two.
And I don't know if I know another one or not.
Well, there was more than.
But you know,
one, more than two.
You know, right now, somebody talked about this. You know, Franklin Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Just about the whole time he was in the White House, he was in a wheelchair.
Yes.
He could stand. They put braces on his legs. He was a big man, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have TV and stuff back then. And so nobody really knew the man was in a wheelchair.
Yeah, and I know.
That wasn't a big thing. But now the president gets like a ingrown ear hair, and that's the big news. You know,
no,
they
I know
have
it.
A special report.
Or if they say something.
But can you imagine what would happen in this time right now if our president was having, you know, something going on with a high-profile star like that?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Unbelievable.
It'd be all over the news.
It would be all over the news.
Okay, I'm going to grab this one.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Right, that's okay. I'll get it.
So I think we have another call coming in. Maybe. So the trivia question is, name two ladies that JFK supposedly had affairs with.
Hang on, Mark.
There were more than two, but just name two. Is that who?
Okay, that's Marvin. Marvin's on the phone, and Marvin, I think he must know these women. You're
talking
about.
Marvin.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Marvin. How you doing, Marvin?
Did anybody ever answer your question about what the song was when you signed off at night from the TV station?
No one did.
Nobody has. Do you know?
Do you know the name?
God Bless America.
Well, no, I know they did that in some markets, but this one I know was here. And it's
I was in North Carolina.
Okay, well, I'll give you a hint. It was a poem that we'd mentioned, and it was written by a gentleman whose last name was Gillespie.
Can I give another hint?
Sure.
It had to do with jets.
Yes, and
had to do with jets.
The hint that I had was that Ronald Reagan actually quoted it. When they were in the aftermath of the Challenger incident.
I don't know that one.
Any idea? Okay, well, if you think about it, and,
I'll
you know,
back,
yeah, you call me back.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Marvin. Hey, Marvin,
I hung up on Marvin.
Oh, yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay. Marvin, you're owed a pizza anyway, you know. The pizza lady, Rachel, she knows about that.
Yeah, we saw Rachel the other day.
She'll fix you up. So, you know, memory tests are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping your mind working is very important, especially as you age. And these are fun tests to take because, you know, unless you're a baby boomer, a lot of these questions you're not going to remember, or a lot of these memory tests you're not going to remember because why would you remember?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like I was trying to figure out what this word smishing was.
And I had to look it up.
And
I never heard it before.
Essentially, the word smission comes from a combination of SMS, which is a primary form of text messaging, and phishing. I think I'm saying that right.
Yes.
With a PH, as defined by Webster.com. It's a scam by which an internet user is duped or deceived into revealing their personal or confidential information.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that a little bit tonight, about how baby boomers and seniors can be deceived. Maybe they get deceived by this kind of stuff, but they also get deceived by all these contests that they can win, like send in $1,000, you know, and You can.
You've won the Canadian lottery.
Yeah, but we need a bond. We need a bond paid on it for this $1 million. The bond is $1,000.
Yes, and there was this news.
This is a con artist.
This news story I just read a while ago was very sad. There was a Nigerian prince, and they just found he had passed away, and there was like $127 billion in his apartment he had been trying to send to the United States.
Yeah.
And never got it out of there. He's
the
gone.
Funny thing, someone emailed me about that. That's a very rare coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah. It might have been the same guy. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, he's been looking for someone for a long time.
He had no furniture. He just
had nothing. No
money that he sat on.
Just all that money. I guess it was all money or something.
Or he had a paper route. One of those. I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know, but we do know that in this world of retirement, you must protect your assets.
Yes, you must.
You must protect them. And the only thing to do with this, if you're investing in the stock market, have you guys been reading about all these doomsday predictions about the stock market? But actually, some of them may have some validity. Now, no one but the Lord knows what happens in time. Okay, we know this. But we do know what goes up comes down. We do know that timing can be bad. And we do know that if we think that everything is going to go up forever, that that doesn't happen either. Mm-hmm. So putting yourself into a bad situation for retirement, if you're older and staying 100% in stocks, even some companies like Fidelity, I noticed this was online the other day. They said, Fidelity says, word to the wise, I'm paraphrasing this, if you're older, don't stay in stocks.
Now, see, this is a company that sells stocks,
this
right?
is a company that sells stocks, makes money on stocks, and they're saying, hey, if I was you, I wouldn't be so invested in stocks right now.
Uh-huh.
I would be kind of trying to get in something safe. And there's all kinds of things that they claim safe, but the stuff that I do is absolutely 100% safe, guaranteed by insurance companies, principal and guaranteed, everything's guaranteed. The only thing that's guaranteed can be guaranteed by insurance companies and banks.
Right.
Banks don't let you invest in stuff that participates with the stock market, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
So the only entity that lets you do that is the insurance company. And if you could make a 10.15% return the last 12 months off that insurance company's investment, plus had a bonus of maybe 13%, wouldn't you think that was a pretty good return for something that's safe?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's my point. My point is, you won't make that kind of money every year, but Lord have mercy, 1 year every now and then, or every 3 or 4 years like that, you know, you go down here to the bank and they've got safe investments. Of course, you know, they're more liquid, of course.
Right.
But what do you get when you ask for a CD rate? And I'm not knocking banks now. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't help it. They have to invest their money the way in government securities, that's T-bills and treasuries and stuff. They can't pay big returns on those. They're not allowed to, okay? They're not an insurance company. They're not the investment company.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to educate yourself on how to invest money safely, especially if you're a baby boomer, and it doesn't take a memory test to point you in that direction. And that's what we're all about. We're talking about memory tests today, but we're also talking about being safe. We're getting old.
Yep.
The bones could break easy.
Oh, yeah. You remember that show that used to come on? It was a game show. And it was called Concentration. You remember that?
Yes.
And they had a blank board up there. Well, it had numbers on it, I think. And you would call a number. You call two numbers, and they'd turn the card around, and it was like letters or words or something. And you had to remember where the ones that you had picked were.
Right.
See, that I always thought that was
concentration.
That was, yeah, you had to.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, that's. Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, all of those things take a. I personally like the gong show. I like the hitting that thing, you know.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny.
I think they got to where they didn't even have actual performers on there. They just got, like, they went down to the rehab place and got a bunch of people out, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Give them some methadone. You know, just let them come out.
Yeah, you get gonged, you get gonged.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, you know, retirement trends of baby boomers are something that you need to be thinking about. You know, what are you investing your money in? How is it being invested?
Mm-hmm.
Is it safe? You know, and also, did you save enough? did you save enough for what you need to achieve, and did you lock it in to be safe? You know, right. Not the safe. It doesn't make money in the safe.
No.
You know.
But it's good to have it in the safe.
Yeah, there used to be this old saying, don't put your money in socks, put it in stocks. That makes a lot of sense. But what if you could put it in safe stock, not in the stocks, but indirectly using stocks safely? Mm-hmm. And that's what these indexed annuities do. Baby boomers, you're all working for that dream of retirement. We're all on here, we're dreaming, and we're reminiscing.
Uh-huh.
We do both. In other words, why so many people called in? It's fun to reminisce. It's so much fun.
Hey, you want to get some people? Everybody, call now, and we'll throw you a question. We've got...
we got some more questions. Call in, and we'll give you a question and a pizza.
We got Grasshopper on the radio. Oh,
Grasshopper.
That was a great show. I love that show.
Yeah, a new Grasshopper here. So, anyway.
He's standing by, too. Look, he's on it. He's bird-dogging it, too. He's waiting on it.
Yeah. So, take the baby boomer memory test. Call in today, and we'll give you a shot of memory test and see if you can answer the questions.
And something else I want to mention. We just kind of firmed this up last week when Terry Adams came to visit. And I think he's gonna come in. Is he gonna come in every Thursday? I think we asked him if he wanted to, and I think he said yeah.
Okay.
And so that's a lot of fun.
That's gonna be a lot of conspiracy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we did this one or not, but I'm gonna do it again if we did.
Okay.
Hey kids, what time is it?
It's time to eat.
That's one of them.
Some food.
Lions, tigers, and bears. And what?
At the zoo.
Okay. And Bob Dylan advised us never to trust anyone over 40, wearing a uniform, carrying a briefcase, over 30. You don't know who says trust me, who eats tofu.
What is tofu?
That's something that you don't trust.
It's something you get on your toe. Oh, Mr. Jones, I'm sorry. You got tofu. Okay. We're going to have to take that off. You know.
What NFL quarterback who appeared in a television commercial was wearing a women's stockings? And no, he did not look sexy with them on. Not my.
Well, opinion. I think the ladies thought he did.
Yeah, they might have.
He had a pretty cool nickname.
And what did they say about Brill Cream? It will tame a cow lick, smear it on, greaseball heaven. It's a dream. We're your team, or something else.
Something else.
So what did they say? Brill Cream. What will it do?
You remember when people really, put a bunch of stuff like that in their hair? It was funny because in the 50s and the 60s, people put stuff in their hair to make it soft and kind of greasy. It was kind of greasy looking.
Yeah.
But then they got on up in the 70s and 80s, they put like mousse in it to make it hard. You know, and the hair's all like, you could be out in an 80-mile-an-hour wind and their hair's not moving.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I noticed the other day, I am so upset.
Oh, no.
Did I show you this? You can't see this on the radio. Go to my Facebook page and you can see it.
Are you talking to me or the radio?
I'm talking to you because I'm going to show you this picture here. I got to notice another day. Look at the top of my head. My Lord have mercy. Some of y'all out there should have told me.
I tell you, I got something that'll help that.
A hat? Yeah. I was like, whose head is it? Of course,
well, at least you still got something.
I still got a little in the front here.
Okay, here's another one. I found my thrill. Where did I find my thrill?
Raymer. there's a place down there. Oh.
Every guy out there knows where he found his wife, lover.
Yeah.
Where did you find your thrill? What would you say the name of that is? Okay. Before Robin Williams, Peter Pan was played by who? Yes.
It was somebody.
All right. Okay, I wonder who, and this is a song, okay?
Uh-huh.
I wonder who. What's the rest of it?
Okay, so I think we got somebody. We got somebody going on hold here. Oh, they're all about Luke, man.
Okay, one more. I'm strong to the finish. Did we already do that one?
No, but I think everybody will get that
I'm strong to the finish cause what?
Okay.
I work out. And here's another one. When it's least expected, you're elected, you're the star today, smile. And what's the rest of it?
You're under FBI surveillance. Yeah, that's it.
And one last one. What do M&M's do? Make your tummy happy? Melt in your mouth, not in your pocket, right? Make you fat, melt your heart, make you popular. What do they do? Okay. So now, if you want to answer any of those...
poor Luke. He's living my nightmare. He got that call. And
just call back.
Luke, it's going to be fine.
Just call back.
You got the job. Just don't worry. It's going to be fine.
Don't worry about it. Those buttons are slippery over there.
Because if that was a thing, I'd been fired. So, and I don't even work here. But Luke was... Who was it?
Charlie.
That was Charlie. We had a malfunction here. Just call us back.
Yeah, just call back.
And...
So now we got, how many people have called in here?
A bunch.
Well, good. This was a fun show. This is a fun show. So essentially what we're trying to do, though, is get you to reminisce and think about things, but also realize that time is clicking along. You can answer those questions, but most of these children, and I'm calling them children, we're going to call them millennials, Generation Xers, whatever you want to call them. I mean, they got all these names. Luke, what are you? I guess he's a Generation X.
Born when?
He's a millennial.
2003.
You know, I think that's socks older than
I don't
that,
know what he is.
I've got him on 16. As a matter of fact. Yeah. He's tall. How tall is Luke?
6'4".
Good God. If I was that tall, I wouldn't be overweight.
So you need to continue to think really hard about what's around the corner. You know what's in the past. You know all these things that is in that memory bank. From JFK all the way up, you can probably, you know, the older baby boomers remember JFK. No one called in and identified at least one of the mistresses of JFK. I'm kind of surprised. There was one that was real big, everybody knew.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, you know, she was in magazines and everything else.
As a matter of fact, they were making out like at one point that, you know, somebody in the government might have had
Well, we can talk about that on Thursday in our conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and I think the reason we can talk about it is everybody that was there is dead now.
Already dead. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So retirement trends of baby centers, baby boomers, I mean.
There he is. All right. Who is it?
All right.
Hello? Hello?
Are you there, sir?
Yes, this is Charlie, but don't call me Chuck.
I know, Chuck. Can I tell you your name? Can I say your name?
You can tell me. Go ahead.
This is Charlie. Do you think I'm Sexy Grinder right there?
That's me.
One of the greatest living radio engineers.
You think so?
David, I don't know if you've ever met Charlie, but something could be broken and smoking. And pieces of it falling off. Charlie, come in and look at it.
Charlie, do you need a job?
Yeah, Charlie, come in and look at it. It'd be fixed, you know. But, Charlie, why are you calling us this evening, sir?
Let's see. Hey, kids, what time is it? It's howdy duty time.
There you go. You got
That's
a pizza.
Right.
You got a pizza. Fuck around.
Let me tell you something. Back when I was a child, we used to sing a song. It's howdy duty time. It don't cost a dime. If you don't like the show, you know where you can go.
I know who wrote that one, yeah.
This is fun.
I had a lot of hair when I was a kid, and real cream, a little dab to you.
Yeah, he was like Fonzie.
Really?
Yeah, he had that hair going on.
Did you have the jacket with it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. That's about the only two I can think of right off.
Hey, that's good.
Here.
You did real good.
Yeah, when I met Charlie, we both had hair, and neither one had the diabetes.
Charlie, I want to ask you this. I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you know one of the mistresses of JFK? Supposedly. It's okay if you don't. I'll give you a hint. They had blonde hair, and they were in a pinup magazine.
What happened? Did we lose Charlie? This is a lady on the phone. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I know. You're letting him answer my one question I knew.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. We've got
Marilyn
Monroe. What is it?
Yes,
you get a Focarelli's pizza. Marilyn Monroe.
Uh-huh.
And I don't
Wonderful.
Know. I don't know what
hey,
happened
this
to Charlie.
It's been a fun show.
Yeah, have you seen Charlie? Was he over there at your house? Because we lost him. Yeah.
I kicked him out because he was going to answer my question.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, well, I think he won something.
I know who the boss is in that family.
Yeah. And,
I don't know, Charlie. I don't know where he and what happened to him.
He's just up the road here.
That's okay.
Well, you hang on, and we'll get your phone number and everything.
Yes, you'll love it.
I appreciate
appreciate it.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Have,
thank you for calling.
Y'all have a great show. This has been fun.
Okay,
thank you.
We'll
it's
have
been
to do
wonderful.
This more often. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Good job, sir. All right. Yeah, I've been knowing the story about Charlie Grider is I first started working with Larry Stevens over at another radio station here in town years ago, long time ago. And so we're out doing a remote one morning from this place out on Atlanta Highway, and they sold, I think it was waffles. So we're over there eating waffles. And Charlie, good radio guy that he is, there's free food. He shows up. I mean, that's what you do. And so Larry Stevens keeps calling him Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck. Good to see you. Hey, Chuck, we ready? And so I walk over and say, hey, Chuck. He turns right around, deadpan, doesn't miss a beat. Don't call me Chuck. And so we've been doing that for 35 years. And, of course, I think me and Larry, he said we're the only ones that call him Chuck, that he'll let call him Chuck.
Oh, well, you get away with it.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, I
tell you,
I
thank the world of Charlie Grider.
Well,
I would fight for Charlie Grider to the last drop of your blood. But
that sounds like a song.
But we still got a couple of minutes. It's getting close. I'm gonna have to go find us a song to get out with here in a minute.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
If you want to give us a call, and maybe we got another question that we can
why don't you look up that song, okay. Remember When, but the country song.
Okay.
I think
I know what you're talking about.
Jackson, I think. Played it. That's a good song. Remember When. In other words, we're remembering when. On 93.1 FM, we're taking back in time the baby boomer memory test and the memory reminiscing. You know, we're at a pinnacle. We're at the point in our lives that we need stability, and it's so important. And that's the message that I'm trying to get out there, mm-hmm. is that in your retirement money, you need to make sure that you know that it's going to be there for you when you retire, because the stock market's doing really well right now, and that's a good thing. But what goes up does come down, and think about that. If you want to call me at 279-7431, I would love to talk to you further about that. 279-7431. Call me anytime.
And I understand we've got Barbara on the phone. Barbara, are you there?
I am.
And what can we do for you this evening?
Well, I gave you the name of Marilyn Monroe, but I was asking the young man if I want a pizza, how do I get it?
Well, I'll tell you. And what we're going to do, we got your phone number. And
okay.
Dave is going to call the folks over there and give them your phone number and your name. And then you call and let them know when you're coming to get the pizza.
You ask for Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel's the owner, one of the owners of the Folklorelli's Pizza. So just tell her you want it on the radio show, and we confirm it. Uh-huh. We send her a message, and then she looks back to see that you're one of the winners. Mm-hmm. And then she tells you she'll get you a pizza ready.
And if that doesn't work, write your name and address on the back of a $20 bill and send it to you.
Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right. But,
hey, Rusty, I've been listening to you for years.
Oh, bless your heart. I knew somebody was listening. I appreciate you putting
absolutely.
Up with me.
Absolutely. I did back in the good old days. I'm an old woman,
you got an admirer there.
The show has been just really fun.
Well,
so
thank you, ma'am. We appreciate it. We'll do this again.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right, great. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Well, I remember when I had hair. Boy, that shocked me when I saw what my head looked like. I was like,
well, you still had some hair.
I still got some, but it's like, what ain't turned white is turned loose. I don't know.
Well,
it's just, I was hoping it would get white.
You put some fertilizer on it.
I was hoping it'd get white like yours, you know, and then you know, I look extinguished. Or maybe I can get me some of that stuff that Ron Popeil says. Was it the couvre? Have you seen that?
Uh-uh.
It looks like flocking for your tree. I'm serious. That's what it looks like. And he'll spray it all on his head and then brush it in. And I mean, as long as the lady doesn't try to run her fingers.
Well, you know, even Elvis Presley supposedly put black shoe polishes on his hair.
Oh yeah, he did. He dyed his hair black.
Yeah, yeah. So with shoe polish.
Mm-hmm.
And you know. I mean, think about that. I mean, if you you could use that. You could use black shoe polish.
Well, now, I've seen people, especially back in the old movies and stuff, they actually put shoe polish on their scalp
And you could see their head was black, but the hair, you know, and I'm like, well, you
know, well, it's kind of, you know, what did they call it? Camouflage.
I guess so.
Yes.
Well, hey, I found your song.
Okay.
And if we're going to play some of it, we need to.
Remember when?
Yes.
But now you can remember right now to call me at 279-7431 for any of your financial questions. There's no charge for any answers that I can give you.
And a big welcome to our intern, Luke. I don't know if the grasshopper thing is going to stick or not. I like it, but I don't.
I like it.
He looked at me like, you know.
Yeah, you better watch out. He might do a kung fu on you.
He might. He might. I hope not. But we'll see you tomorrow night.
I'll see you too.
We thank you. Well, I hope so because I'm large. And you going to come too?
Sure.
Well, we'll all be here. Who's bringing what? No, I'm kidding. And we thank you for tuning in to Health and Wealth. And now
we're going to remember when.
By request from David Ernest, here's Alan Jackson. And remember when. I had to look over at the computer to get the full name of it. Thanks for listening to Health and Wealth on 93.1.
Remember when. I was young, so were you. Time stood still, and love was all we knew. You were the first, so was I. We made love and then you cried. Remember when? Remember when? Each other's heart.